It's time for news.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
For the first time, a patient has been diagnosed with Ebola on U.S. soil. And now the race is on to contain the possible spread of this virus that has killed thousands in West Africa and has no known cure.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2014. Happy 90th birthday to former President Jimmy Carter. Ebola has arrived in the United States, and it has been confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that a patient in the U.S. has been diagnosed with the Ebola virus. Amid fear that the virus has arrived on our shores, many are asking questions about the disease and how it is being transmitted. So here it is. The patient diagnosed with Ebola at the Dallas Hospital recently traveled by plane from Liberia to the United States to visit family. It landed in the United States on September 20th, began exhibiting symptoms of the virus 4 days later. They did not give the patient's name, age, nationality, or any other details about how he may have become infected in West Africa, but he is critically ill, has been in medical isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas since Sunday. And they are saying that there is zero risk of transmission for those who may have been on the flight with this person. Ebola doesn't spread before someone gets sick. And he didn't get sick until 4 days later after he got off the plane. I'm not trusting that. I want to know.
You don't get sick until you have the symptoms.
You cannot
transmit
until you exhibit the symptoms.
That's what they're saying.
That's what they have been saying all along. I want to know all the people who were on that plane with him, that the taxi driver that took him to the airport in Liberia. I want all of them to have the opportunity to be tested.
What about the taxi cab driver that probably drove him?
The ambulance drivers, you know, and the people that he has come in contact with.
What's family.
The people who took his passport in the airport.
I want all
of these people to be tested. I just question.
I want everybody in Dallas to be tested.
Everybody in Dallas.
I want everybody connected with this show to be tested.
Starting with the Red Velvet Cake Studios.
and the Red Velvet Cake West in Los Angeles.
Let me tell you something, ladies. Don't tell nobody you're from Dallas if you're in the club, all right?
A security contractor with a gun and three convictions for assault and battery was allowed on an elevator with President Obama during his September trip to Atlanta, violating, once again, Secret Service protocols, according to three people familiar with the incident. The president was not told about the lapse in his security, and the Secret Service director, Julia Pearson, who was on the hot seat yesterday, asked a top agency manager to look into the matter but did not refer to it to the investigative unit.
How do you get on the elevator with the president? Let's start there. Okay.
Because
you have a gun. That's
a whole other matter.
That's a whole other matter. How do you even get on the elevator? We couldn't even get on the elevator, same elevator with Mary J. Blige.
They wouldn't let us on.
They wouldn't let us on. It's
what
me and Jay.
Going, come on, we got room. One more. Mm. Who's that?
Yeah.
And he was fired and while all of this was happening, as in, give me your gun. And it's like, this man, I don't understand. And she was yesterday trying to, you know, so I'm taking all the blame. I'm taking all, this was in the in the House review, but there's just
many
more questions.
The president needs to sleep with a piece under his pillow.
Up on his pillow.
In his commentary today on BlackAmericaWeb.com, journalist Zach Burgess asks, are black politicians becoming irrelevant? Tracy Morgan has suffered a debilitating brain injury from the deadly June crash. He survived, and his career could be in jeopardy, according to his lawyer in a conversation last night. The comedian is undergoing rigorous rehab, including daily speech, cognitive, vocational, and physical therapies in an attempt to regain his life back since the New Jersey accident that left him wheelchair-bound. A study has revealed that 96% of the deceased NFL players that they have investigated had their brains had degenerative disease. The brains of 76 out of 79 deceased players shown signs of this disease, according to a study released yesterday. And ladies, you are now a part of a new conversation, and this conversation revolves around a man's erectile dysfunction medicine. And now it appears that Pfizer is putting all of their attention on those who are also affected by erectile dysfunction. A commercial involving women talking about the difficulties and how you're benefiting from the medicines that your man takes.
Oh, so they're going to market it toward
that's,
the
that's
women.
That's their
huh?
new the market angle.
It to women.
So when a guy says, this has never happened before, oh, here, take these.
And call me. Call me in a couple of minutes.
I'm sick of this mess.
4 hours
we'll get you some water, baby. We'll get you some water, and I'll see you about 15 minutes.
And call me when you're ready. No, but it's
someone just wrote me and said that the commercial looks like an old phone sex commercial. Is that right?
I haven't seen it.
Have you seen it since?
I did see it. I didn't think of that. No.
You didn't think
of it? No.
You didn't think of like
I don't know what an old phone sex commercial looks like.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you
I don't.
Well, don't try
Come
that.
On, try that.
No, I don't.
All the TV you've watched over the years.
I have no idea
you don't know
what
how
that
to
looks
do.
Like.
You know you up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Lonely? Call this number.
That's your headline.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.